flower open. What do you call the room where you people come in out there?
What, the company room or the hall?
Is it the hallway where you come in the door?
Yes. Well, it's the door to the living room too, you see.
But now your living room is where you do what?
Most entertaining mm-hmm. when company comes in.
What do you have in the living room?
Well, I have a living room suit and extra pieces. I have a cows and a farm rocker and the living room chairs and so with the mat,
mm-hmm.
everything. Then I have one of those nice large radios in there. And I don't keep a TV in there. I most keep it on this side.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a, you keep a fire in there?
Well, I have a grate in there, a sit-in grate in there. I have gas all over the house except there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want the, I wanted so if I wanted to, I could burn logs. I don't mm-hmm. have a log fire in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a, I have a stump in there for gas, but I'd rather not have gas in there.
Mm-hmm.
I got gas all over the house except that.
Have you always had gas?
Well, no, not always.
What kind of heat did you have before you got your gas?
Well, before we had gas, we used coal and kindling, you know.
Kindling what?
To start the fire. Wood kindling, you know, to start the fire. And we burned coal then. Hard coal.
What kind of stove did you have?
Stove in the kitchen.
Or in the
We had a heater. We had nice heaters.
Would you put your coal and stuff in?
Where we burned coal in.
How'd they
look? Regular coal heater.
Coal
heater? It was a nice, didn't look too much different than these. You know, you could put a petroleum.
Mm-hmm. They were made out of iron or something?
They kind of like a gas heater.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the, where the smoke goes up? From
stack,
your,
smoke stack, from what?
From your fireplace.
Oh, that's a chimney. What you call it? You know, a chimney.
Mm-hmm. How about the place in the front where your fireplace is? Do you call that anything? In the house? Where you lie the logs on there?
Oh, just the hearth.
Mm-hmm. How about the things you lay the wood across in the fireplace?
Dog irons. Andirons, you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Andirons, that's where we, you know, there's two irons sit in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we lay this, these logs on across there and make you a nice fire. That's what they're using mostly now
mm-hmm.
in living rooms. Mm-hmm. But I've always had that in there.
What do you call it, little pot, what you put stuff on, it's on top of your fireplace?
A metal, mm-hmm. metal piece.
Yeah, do you have a metal piece in any other rooms?
Yes, I have a metal piece in all the rooms.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
In my room, it might say it's imitation because of no chimney, you see, to this room.
Uh-huh. Did you have much trouble with getting your room, stuffing your room dirty when you had your
coal stove? No, I kept mine pretty clean. I wasn't worried with so much smoke. I kept a nice clean stove, or heater, the coal. Heater, whatever. And it didn't smoke much. I kept it clean. And I didn't have to paint my rooms only every other summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had clean, you know, pretty clean walls because they didn't get smoked up.
Well, what would you call that black stuff that sells on the chimney?
Smoke.
Smoke?
Is that it sells on that.
It's black.
Dust, black dust from coal and different things, I guess. And smoke, that's what I guess turns.